Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Be a man.
Experience!
Hey, who is me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What do you do if the McDonald guy put pickles on your chicken sandwich?
Drag him through the fucking window.
Not the world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
Do you like fast food? Be a man.
God, I'd love it.
How fast must your fast food be?
Well, my cholesterol is 800, so.
You don't give a fuck.
No, I mean, the best thing, my big move is I always get like an extra fry.
Oh, the extra fry.
Yeah, and it's gone by the time I fucking get out of the parking lot. Yeah.
I take my kids to McDonald's too much. You know what I mean? It's probably irresponsible nowadays. My kids love fucking McDonald's, especially with the kitchen renovation. We must have gone there 4 days a week, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah. The ice cream is the best deal in the world.
Ooh, except when the machine's broke.
It's always broke. And you know what I say? I go to the drive-thru, like, oh, the machine's broken. Oh, your fucking brain's broken.
Say, don't lie to me.
I drive by, give them the finger on the way out. Because they're lazy fucks.
Yeah, they don't want to clean the fucking machine.
I mean, I'm not, you know.
What's your favorite fast food giant? Have one?
Probably. I actually like Wendy's out of them all.
Yeah,
Taco
gourmet.
Bell. I'm not a Taco Bell guy.
No, that's fucking.
I had that out in Vegas, and I took a shit before I got in the car.
Nah, that's going right down.
Yeah,
you get your Wendy's, fucking McDonald's. They're up here. Taco Bell's down here somewhere. No.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's like the whole. You're starving and you're fucked, and there's nothing else around, and you have to do it at like 2 a.m.
Yeah,
it's like the bottom of the barrel.
It's like if that's all you got, spend enough.
You wouldn't even tell anybody you went there, kind of place.
Oh yeah.
Where'd you eat? I didn't eat.
Total fat. Where'd
you
go? Shame.
You guys had a Big Mac. That's okay, but he wasn't. Went to Taco Bell.
Do you remember like 30, 40 years ago, they used to have like 10-cent hamburgers at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Have, all right, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my buddies would go there. We get like shopping bags full of fucking hamburgers.
Oh yeah.
And sit there and fucking pick out, you know,
six, seven, eight.
My old man, we go with my old man to McDonald's.
Yeah.
My friends still talk about this. You know how you have the styrofoam thing, you open it up. So we're done eating, you break them all. I'll make sure they don't use them again.
He didn't go for that recycling bullshit.
Yeah, no.
Nah.
No, it was like he was afraid they're going to use him again to get over on him.
What do you think the granddaddy sandwiches of all, like, the, like, say, Burger King? Is it the Whopper? Is it the Big Mac? Is it the Wendy thing? What's the number one?
I like Wendy's, like, the whole package of Wendy's the best, but my favorite thing is, like, the Quarter Pounder.
Yeah.
Nice and greasy. Sometimes a double one. Nice and greasy.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I still like the double Whopper. Back in my day, that was my choice.
Oh, yeah.
That was number one, the charbroiled.
You
right?
Can get it how you want. That's the thing with them, right?
Yeah.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce.
You know what I'm into now? It's like a newfound, like, fancy Wendy's thing. The Baconator, which is a fucking classic.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just like a fuck you, I'm ready to die tonight type of
Well,
fucking...
that's something they've all added, like, the last 10 years or so, right? A lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, bacon themes, hot chicken sandwiches, like spicy hot.
Right.
I know a lot of Asian girls I know like that. The
Do
spicy
they?
Hot chicken.
Yeah. Yeah, they have the Baconator with the pretzel bun.
Ooh.
Just like an additional fuck you.
Yeah. They even know when you're going through, they say, there's a man that just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, you get a milkshake, too, on top of it or something like that. Fucking large.
My first, did you see the movie about McDonald's?
A supersize, whatever the
What's the one about?
Oh, Ray Kroc, about him.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah, I shut it off.
I remember that was Birdman was in that.
The guy who played Birdman. I didn't watch that
Michael
either.
Keaton, right?
I don't want to see an inspirational story.
Yeah, I don't go for
well,
it.
Wasn't. You know, he fucked over. He got fucked over.
Yeah.
At the end of the story,
did
right?
I take it from him? Yeah. Somebody else?
But my first, I always heard about McDonald's when I was little, right? So the first one that opened around here was on Squire Road. And across from the car wash now. I don't even think it's there anymore, but that was the first one that opened here. It was nuts.
So was it a big fucking deal?
Yeah, it was fucking, we went by there. It was just like when I saw in the movie, they show when places were open and there's like hundreds of people showing up to these places when they opened. It was like, it was crazy. It was fucking all kinds of people. So
oh, yeah.
We didn't even eat. We just drove through the parking lot. And the thing I remember is there was like people sitting on the curb, like eating. And my parents were like, look at those people. They're eating in the street like a bunch of fucking animals. It was like they judged everybody.
But being like with two young kids, McDonald's by far is number one. I could tell by the fucking traffic when you go to these places.
Oh, yeah.
There's a McDonald's. Of course, there's all of them right around there. But Burger King's next door, they got two fucking cars. McDonald's, the line's out the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're number one.
No.
There's no two ways about
it. What's this stock at now?
I don't even know.
Over a buck, ain't it?
Is it? Should be over a fucking buck by now.
One of my go-tos at McDonald's is what's referred to as the McGangbang. When you take the double cheeseburger and then you get a McChicken and you open it up and you put the McChicken in between the cheeseburger.
Oof,
eliminate
erotic.
The double bun action.
Wow.
I pull in. Will you be using the app today? I go, no. You want to round it off? To the Ronald McDonald House? No. Nope. If it's $6.98, I'll go, okay, I'll round it off.
So somebody was telling me they get a large thing of the McNuggets. It's like $19 at McDonald's now.
Yeah, I guess I heard
McDonald's
that.
Was that
someone tell us that yesterday, Tons?
Yeah, I think Joe was saying that.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Like $18.99 for a large.
Like nugget inflation?
Yeah, I mean, all that shit's gone up.
You go with the two kids, it costs you $25 to go to McDonald's.
Yeah, see, I was lucky because my kids are, this is 20 years ago I used to take them.
My typical Wendy's order is fucking $26. I'll get one of those fucking, the Baconator fucking pretzel bun, like a fucking maniac, and then I get two 10-piece fucking spicy fucking nuggets.
Yeah.
And then I get the large stock of pepper on it. It's $26.
Jesus
bucks.
Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, for $26, you could grab a fucking hunk of steak somewhere, couldn't you?
Yeah, I know. I just love the shame and fucking.
You want to punish yourself.
Yeah.
You hate yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It's punishment.
I think the number two thing I like, all in all, for fast food is like their shakes.
The McShamrock shakes, remember that? Fucking best.
Yeah. Are they back?
Only in fucking St. Patrick's Day.
What about the Riblets? We got our buddy Riblet.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Will the Riblets coming back?
The McRib, well, they fucking retired it. I remember last year. I think we covered the story, too.
I think it's coming out maybe for a little bit.
They were talking about bringing it out of retirement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, taking it out of the fucking rafters. Like, I don't give a fuck about that sandwich.
I don't think I ever had it.
Like, where are these people that are obsessed with this sandwich that they have to keep fucking bringing it back?
Right. The thing they got rid of that nice little fucking pie crust thing years ago?
That was good.
That was fucking great.
That was good.
One of the best things they ever had. They go, we're getting rid of it. How come?
And those used to be fucking two for a buck.
In a sleeve. It came on a sleeve, right?
What about Pizza Hut? Is that considered like fast food pizza?
Yeah, that's fast food, right?
Yeah, but not fucking back in the 80s. That was considered fine dining.
That's right.
That shit came out in a fucking skillet.
Yeah.
You had the fucking jukeboxes at the fucking table.
Not too many around anymore. I think they got one out of North Conway,
there's one
right?
Up there.
Is it still up there?
They doubled up with wing places now. Like, you know the people that double up?
Oh, yeah.
Like KFC and Taco Bell are fucking teamed up.
Yeah, it's like
a fucking tag team.
It's like D'Angelo's and
Papagino's.
You think they go like this? Taco Bell and KFC, they sit down like, listen, we're both fucked. If we join forces, we could be an entity.
Well, you can get like a gift card and have like six or seven different restaurants. Pizza Hut's one of them.
Yeah,
it's all the same company, like Olive Garden.
Right.
Is that fast food Italian?
Generic fast food.
There's no drive-thru, so is it considered fast food? That's the thing.
No, it's for the Mitigans. It's what Italian call it. Fucking Mitigans.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Italian food for Americans that don't know any fucking better.
Oh, yeah.
From Kansas. The Italians go here. It must be pretty good.
I love the tour of Italy.
Yeah. They don't know they're in the back dumping cans of fucking Chef Boyardee in the fucking pan. Like, there you go. They think it's delicious. Idiots. You remember Jack in the Box? Of course we do, right? We had one in Somerville.
Yeah,
huge hit.
I don't think it was over there.
Awesome. That was a big one back in the day because there weren't that many establishments. You drove clear across Somerville to get to it.
Oh, yeah.
Big fucking, they had a big stack way ahead of their time. Came in a special fucking
great logo,
box.
Right? The logo was great.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. It was good stuff.
Doesn't that make you feel like a scumbag when you drive out of your way to go to a fast food place?
Well, my parents were like anti-Chinese food, anti-fast food.
Yeah.
My mother used to cook every night. She used to have, like, you know, Sunday we have the Italian meal. And then during the week we have, like, fish, pork chops, steak, hamburgers, you know, lamb chops.
No Chinese once in a while?
No.
I guess that's a fucking Chinese.
They don't. I mean, I have a lot of it now, if you know what I mean.
How about fucking fast food Chinese fast
yeah,
food? Some, that's a whole different fucking animal.
Yeah, there's
right
a
there.
Bunch
yeah.
of places at the malls.
Oh, yeah, the Panda Express is
good.
A popular one.
Yeah. So, but there's a lot of, there's a one I see in New York all the time. I forget the name of it.
Is there a Umi chicken? Yeah, that was
Umi, yeah, but there's another one that's pretty prevalent in New York City.
Just because you see them fucking cooking doesn't mean it's clean.
Yeah.
So when they go in the back room, you don't know what the fuck they're doing. Those places where it's all visible, you go, what are you doing over there? Let me see your fucking hands. Yeah. What's he doing? How come every Chinese place you go to, right? Every, I don't give a fuck where it is. You go behind it, everybody's outside smoking.
Yeah.
Everybody with a fucking apron.
Touching
they look destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
You think they wash their fucking hands?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Of course
I say no.
Of course they do.
Dirty animals.
Oh, yeah.
Something against the Chinese, right? Be a man.
No,
we love the Chinese.
The best.
King of Asia right here. You know, he's the self-proclaimed king of fucking
now,
all
do you,
Asia.
Do you like a big ass or a small ass?
Big.
I thought you like small.
No fucking way. Okay. You know that.
Yeah.
That's why, how big, in all seriousness,
I like a handful.
Right? Do me a favor. You got a big mitt, right?
Yeah.
Is that how big you want? Show that hand. Is that how you want the ass? Tell me you need bigger than that, please.
This is fine.
That's not enough.
Ah, it's fine.
You need two of those.
At least.
Small the ass to tighten the
really? Pussy. You don't like a big fucking round bubble ass?
It depends.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm in the minority.
Let me just say this. I'll ask you this. If you're not with an Asian woman, do you still want a small ass if it's an American bride?
I want a nice ass. I want a nice
ass.
Nice shaped ass.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I mean, I was with a girl who was pretty smoking, but then I saw her ass. Chinese girl. It's huge. And then we were in a hotel room, and I was, like, lying in the bed, and there was a mirror. And she went in the bathroom and shut the door. She, like, took her panties off. I saw her big ass. I was like,
you ran out?
Turn off. No.
No way.
Still blue.
See?
Still blue tree lows that night.
I probably would have got a fucking boner and a half if I saw that. You wanted to run out the fucking door.
It was big.
See how people are different?
It's a nice girl.
How's
everything else was nice. Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
See,
nice tits.
I want my ass to have like fucking like a story behind it. Like just looking at it, knowing like this broad fucking made it through nickel beer night at Dodger Stadium when the riots broke out. Like fucking like I need this ass to have some fucking character.
Fuck yeah!
I want to know there's some fucking tales that that ass has been through.
I want to see movement.
But you don't want to smell ass.
No,
that's fucking gross.
No way, man. Yeah. One whiff of anything. See you later.
Yeah.
This is a fucking U-turn we made off the fast food. Now we're talking about fast ass.
Yeah.
Can you get enough ass, Beer Man?
What do you mean, as far as
can you ever be satisfied?
I always want
say
more.
Say I've had enough ass
I always
for
want
today
more.
I'm done?
No.
No.
No,
you
never,
want more.
Never.
You're addicted to more.
I am.
More of everything.
It's like a game I play with myself.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Words of a true sex addict.
Yeah. I guess you could probably, clinically, I probably am. Right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. If you have a sex addiction, any other addiction in the world, your spouse or whoever will go, oh, he's a gamble, all this, all that. You tell your wife, I'm a twat addict. Get the fuck out of here.
Gash hound.
They'll help you with all the other shit, right?
Yeah.
You say that, they don't believe you.
Yeah.
They think you can manage that addiction. Can you?
I guess I could. I tried, but I don't want to.
Do you drive the streets at night looking, hunting?
I have my rotation. Right now, which is working out pretty good. So,
yeah, like how do you do like a sex addiction like meeting? If you're telling like your stories and stuff, aren't you just gonna get everybody else horny?
I would go there just to pick up the. I would just go there to meet new brides because they're all fucking horny.
And can't you picture one of them sex addiction meetings? A guy telling a story, the people start jerking off. They go, really? Then what happened? Yes, we got the bra in the back. I think he's got big ass.
Big tits. What was he wearing?
Just the mere mention of it sets off their fucking addiction.
Yeah.
We should go to one of the meetings.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
How about
do they have such meetings?
Yeah.
How about they run to you, they look at you and go, wait a minute, you're full of shit. You know, you're just here for fucking punta.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind checking out the broads there.
We should try that. Me and you should go to a fucking meeting together.
Let's
look
go.
Up some sex addiction meetings. We'll go something like this week or next week, whatever, right?
Yeah, we'll set it up. I'll fucking bring in
it's
the pocket
Christmas time,
cam.
So they're vulnerable. The girls are very vulnerable right now.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a sex addict.
I'm an
the looks at you across the way. She goes, me too. Wouldn't that be ideal, be a man?
Hi, my name's Ralph. My dick hurts.
You could have your way at one of them fucking meetings.
Oh, yeah.
You'd probably be pumping them right in the middle of the fucking meeting. It'll be going down.
I'm interested to see what they look like.
Some people are sitting in the fucking circle all fucked up.
Yeah, but I want to see what the females look like. I don't want to look at some guy talking about his dick.
Well, how about this? Here's what you do. Here's what we'll do. We'll go to one. Make sure there's at least fucking 50% broads.
Just
right?
Us two and like 10 girls.
If they're all homely, we leave. We find a better meeting.
I mean, something tells me they're going to be the type of broads that are all banged up. You see those all the time, like the broads that have like bad tattoos and they're just like
okay. All banged up. Sometime that's good. See, I don't even care if a woman has a head or a face at this point. From the neck down, if they're in good shape, the body, who really gives a fuck about the face or the
head? You don't care
if
they're alcoholics either.
I don't care. Oh, let me tell you something. The fucking alcoholics are the best. I know from way, way, way past experience. All that energy they put into the bottle goes you know where now.
It goes to the pipe.
It
goes
to somewhere.
Direct deposit.
Yeah, definitely.
They love it. I can't wait. Set this up. We're going to go.
Yeah, let's do a fucking sting.
There's meetings for everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meatloaf.
Go undercover and go to some of these.
You'd be like Meatloaf in Fight Club.
Yeah.
With the fucking tits. What's his name? Bob?
Yeah.
Great movie.
His name was Robert Paulson.
That's right. Oh, I can't wait. We'll make the rounds, too. We'll go all over fucking New England.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight there's one in Manchester. Got some R in fucking Cambridge.
I know that like AA meetings are fucking big hookup meetings.
Oh, yeah. They call it 13 steppings. I know people don't want to go, you want to get laid? Yeah. They go to an AA meeting. I never went, but that's what I heard
from
several people. 13 stepping, they call it.
That's you go to what's Al-Anon? Is that the one when you have someone in your life that's has an addiction?
Oh,
I think it's called
you're
Al-Anon.
With them kind of thing.
Well, you go there and you make up a story about your kids on drugs or something. And
could you even care that much about a person and go with them? And say,
no, but
fuck
you could
you.
Go. You could just go as like undercover.
Would you come to the meeting for support? No.
Just go tell a sad story. You know, make up a story, tell a sad story.
How about the broad next to you? She starts telling her tragic fucking tale, right? You put your.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Aww.
There you go.
Let me pat your shoulder. She looks at you. It's on.
Yeah.
You know you're getting
that's
piped in the parking lot as soon as the fucking meeting's over.
Remember Christopher Moltisanti? He hooked up on one, right?
Yeah.
In The Sopranos.
Rip off a few fucking butts and hop in the back seat, the two of you.
Yes.
Yeah, Moltisanti, that prick. That's right. He was in the fucking meeting, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like him in real life, though, right?
Yeah. Back then.
You guys,
big liberal now.
You lost, touch, though, kind of.
Yeah,
right?
But he's a super lib.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you saw him in person, didn't talk about that bullshit, maybe okay. Because he was cool back then.
Yeah.
That's drink good. Beer in the middle of the fucking scenes and all that. It was fun with him.
You know, my cousin fucked him up, right?
No.
When, you
fought
know.
Fought him?
No, Tony Siragusa was in the.
In the scene.
Yeah, the one down by the water where he's grabbing him.
He fell
on him. And he fucking hurt him.
Good.
Yeah, he really hurt him. They were yelling at Goose and everything.
Fuck him. Yeah. He should have punched them all out.
Yeah, he wanted to. He was pissed.
All a bunch of pussies on that show.
Yeah.
Except for Gandolfini. The only real man and me, of course.
And Joe.
Joe was the best.
Yeah.
No, those good guys. I should say
that. Yeah, of course.
I liked them all, except for maybe
Paulie Walnuts.
Couple.
Yeah. He plays with Paulie.
I told you. I've said I got to say it once. I don't give a fuck what they say, right? When he looked at me, he goes, yeah, good looking guy, Sean. But I can see there's a fat guy dying to come out of there. I said, you motherfucker. He nailed that, didn't he? What a prediction.
That's such a good line.
That was 35 pounds ago. He saw it in me. Like I look like this. He goes, there's a fat guy in there. I can see it. I go, what do you mean? He goes, there's a fat guy dying to come out.
You get the last laugh.
He saw me fucking 20 years later. He'd go, see? He was right.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I swear to God. I swear to my kids.
No shit.
He said, what the fuck, in the hole, do you want a hand move? He said, is a fat guy dying to come out of there? I go, what else you see in there?
He's the best.
Be a man. Experience!
You go to mall food, you know the whole fucking food court, and you look there, you go like this, fucking this one, that one. They got a fucking cold cut next to Chinese, next to fucking Japanese. I don't know what the fuck to do.
I walk around, I get free samples.
You go like this?
Yeah.
You get free samples.
The Umi Chicken, they're infamous for their fucking free samples. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to take the family
like
there.
Around here, you get like Pizzeria Regina and Sparrow's, right?
Yeah.
For pizza places.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. I mean,
I never choose that when I go to a food court. I usually go for the fucking Japanese fucking medley.
Oh, yeah.
I go there just to look at the Asian girls at work there.
We go to fucking, what is it?
There's
tempura?
A couple of them.
Yeah.
There was a like place on
something, Umi's. Right?
Sakyo that I used to go to.
That's right. That's a big mall one, right?
Oh, yeah. That was a big mall one. I used to get the teriyaki chicken. Fucking such a loser, fucking, because there was nothing around us. We just go to the fucking mall all the time.
Right.
And that was my go-to.
You know what my fucking thing was to go in? I had to make sure there were real Japanese people working there.
Oh, yeah.
If I saw, like, an American guy at the Japanese place, I'm bothered by that.
Yeah.
If you see some place, like, where the Asian people are getting the Asian food, it's generally pretty good.
Yeah.
Just like we go where the good Italian food is, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, it's like we never go to Olive Garden.
Never.
I ended up there a couple of times.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you go.
I didn't go there by choice. It's like at a family function with someone else, and they went there. You know, they wanted to go there, so.
Yeah.
You know.
If you were seen there now and there was a picture, you'd be fucking ruined.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Yeah.
You know, one time my wife made a beautiful, she's a great cook, beautiful Italian meal. She takes a picture, put on the Facebook, whatever, right? But there was Kraft cheese on the table,
which
was a fucking mistake, obviously.
Yeah.
People, the nine out of 10 people said, what's with the crap cheese on the fucking table? They didn't even look at the beautiful dish she made.
It's fucking beautiful.
If I see someone eating pasta, spaghetti, meatballs, whatever, all that shit, and they don't use cheese, I am so fucking troubled I can't even eat.
What kind of a loser are you?
My wife does it.
No, well, she's
I say something to her. I put it in soup. Nice. Loaded.
Yeah.
Spaghetti. Yeah. All that. How the fuck can you eat that without cheese?
Like,
can somebody tell me?
Yeah, every time I get pizza, like if I'm getting a slice of something, I'm sitting there at the fucking station preparing for like fucking like 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh,
I'm putting the hot
peppers,
pepper,
oregano.
On. Yep, the oregano, the fucking garlic powder.
Garlic powder. Yeah,
usually the fucking lid's blocked.
Yeah.
You don't get enough action.
Yeah.
Right? What the fuck's up
that's
with
the
that?
Best.
I want to get a screwdriver and make the fucking holes bigger in that tin top.
Yeah.
Right?
I tell you, Papagino's makes a pretty good pizza.
You know something?
They're
they
consistent.
Do.
Yeah.
They really do.
There's another one. There's another around. Bertucci's is gone.
There's a few are left.
Yeah,
right?
A few around.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple. They're fucking hanging on.
Yeah. I mean, ever since COVID, I mean, it's a whole different
anything with a little pizzazz gets shit canned.
Yeah. I remember in the 90s when Bertucci's first started coming around, everybody fucking the rolls.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the fucking talk of the town. Like
it was like
fucking
pre-pizza. It was like, fucking, I want some bread before you eat your pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
have it drenched in
fucking
oil. It'll be dripping all over when you eat it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The bread.
Pizza comes, you'll get that fucking thing away from me. I'm full. I had 15 rolls with oil.
I had 15 rolls and a gallon of fucking oil.
Fucking burn the shit out of you.
But like
a salad. How hot. Remember how hot they were?
Yeah.
Open them up.
They had the visibility. You can watch them back there. I see them. There's mine. Look at him. He just flipped it.
So who has the best French fries, you think? I think McDonald's.
I think so.
Yeah.
Even though they claim it's not real fucking potatoes, oil, or anything real. And any of that
it
shit.
It tastes so good. The stuff that's so
it's
bad
still
for
right.
It tastes good.
You know, they just started using chicken in the chicken, I heard.
Oh, yeah. And they brag about it, too. Like, now 100% fucking white meat. What the fuck was it before?
There's nothing like a nice fried chicken sandwich. They all got sandwiches now.
Yeah.
They don't have the fish sandwich anymore, do they?
No, they do.
Oh,
that's good.
I
get that once in a while. I feel like I'm getting a fish sandwich. I'm dieting.
Yeah.
Love that.
Hold the fucking tartar sauce.
Yeah, they put that on there for you.
Yeah. Right? You got to have that.
I don't know why ketchup, fucking, why are pickles, like, so involved in the chicken sandwich? There's got to be fucking pickles on every chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
like,
I noticed
Big
that.
Pickle got involved in the fucking chicken sandwich fucking handoff?
It doesn't really belong there.
No, it doesn't. It's a flavor bully.
Yeah.
It's taken away from the fucking joy of the fucking fried chicken. That's why you bought the sandwich.
Yeah.
Like,
ask me if I want pickles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's assumed. Like, every chicken sandwich.
A lot of these places, like Burger King, tries to go healthy now. They have the grilled chicken sandwich with the wheat. The wheat bun, right?
Yeah, it's wheat bun. It's like getting a hand job from a hooker. Like fucking.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, we're going healthy. You have a wheat bun now. He's so full of shit. They're just jumping on the fucking health bandwagon. They're lying.
It's just to have the thought of fucking.
You know what I do get strangely? I don't really get. I mean, I don't mind the pickle. I like a pickle, but I don't really eat many pickles, right? It's one of the weird things. But if I get a steak and cheese sub, I like pickles and tomatoes on it.
Really?
Chopped up small.
Wow. That's a lot of action.
What about you guys like Subway?
No.
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 I've been there many times because my son liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big
oldest
fan.
Or youngest?
My youngest one. Yeah. We stopped going. We were going there.
I don't mind it. I haven't been in a while, but I don't mind it.
I don't like that model. I don't like seeing the fucking depressed fucking person fucking make the sandwich. What do you want on it now?
With the Pakistani person behind the counter?
Yeah, yeah.
They're mad. I noticed that.
If I'm going to have some sort of fucking like terrible food or whatever the fuck I'm going to have, I fucking want to just like think in my head that it just like pops up out of thin air.
Yeah.
That it's not made by disgruntled fucking filthy animals. I don't want to see them right in front of me.
Tell me you want to put all 27 fucking vegetables on it.
That's a good observation, Tonzo. I do feel, because the other people in the drive-thru, you really can't see them all in there.
Yeah.
They're fucking hiding in the building, right?
Yep.
But in Subway, they look all fucked up, don't they?
They have nowhere to hide.
Well, who else are you going to get to? When you think about it, who else are you going to get to work to?
I know. You know, it sucks putting the fucking gloves on and off a million times for every person. Put it on and off fucking those stupid gloves fucking 19,000 times a day for the money off of your fucking gloves.
Like, that's your job, putting on the gloves.
I used to own, when I owned my sub shop, I never used gloves back then.
No, that was back in the good old days,
yeah. Being man.
A guy could fucking rub his balls, and make the change, and make the food.
Yeah. I used to spit in people's food I didn't like.
Nice.
This one guy, fucking idiot.
That must happen a lot, huh? Spitting in food?
Yeah. Oh,
it has to.
Even if you're not mad at the person, say you're a nice customer, but you're just unhappy, you're disgruntled, like you said, right?
Yeah.
Like, the guy thinks he's fucking cool, huh? Coming here, ordering me to make a fucking 6-inch turkey sandwich. Who you cocksucker, you?
Oh, when I'm in the drive-thru, I use my sweetest possible voice. Yeah. like just to make sure there's no confusion, I'm not disgruntled.
Say please and thank you. Yeah.
Right. Just
then when you get your food, you give them the finger as you're driving away.
Yeah. Fuck you.
You know what I hate? When you fucking go to the drive-thru and they make you pull over to the spot and go, what the fuck?
go
right by the railing. I go,
what? This guy likes fast food. Everyone's driving by is looking at him. Look at that guy.
Yeah. Chipotle, right? In the news, I saw just yesterday, some broad threw a fucking burrito bowl in the lady's face.
Nice.
Because they made it wrong. Her punishment was, by the court, she has to work there for 2 months. Fucking ugly hag. You gotta see her.
That sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
It sounds like a fucking Waffle House episode.
Yeah,
it was in the fucking Daily Mail just yesterday.
That's fucking insane. So she has to work there?
Could you ever get that wrong at a person working in a place like that? Do you throw the fucking food at them?
I mean, they're gonna be disgruntled. What are they going to have them work there for? They're going to hate every minute of it. It's bad for business.
But you as a customer, say they fucked up your thing, right? Would you ever under any circumstances,
just place anger, maybe,
throw it at some high school fucking dropout?
I don't think I'd throw it at them, but I've had words with people at these places before.
You wouldn't drag them over the fucking counter, would you?
depends what kind of mood I'm in.
I like those people that drag the guy through the drive-thru window. That happens.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what the fuck did they do wrong?
Crazy.
I'm going to drag you out the fucking window. Drag you into my car with your ass hanging out and drive away.
People that jump through the little window and sat by going fucking
what the fuck's wrong with them?
But then you have like the sweet little Mexican girl that's working there and appreciates having a job and so nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, then you get the other end.
I mean, you got some special kids working there trying at least have a fucking job. You're going to yell at them?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an asshole, but I don't do that to anybody.
No.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, what's better in life than watching fucking some of these brawls on the internet in fucking fast food joints?
Yeah.
It's endless.
Like, it's just every day.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
It's usually fat fucking girls that are throwing punches and cheers.
How would you like to work the fucking midnight to six shift at the fucking drive-thru at McDonald's on Montville Avenue in Stoneham? A couple of times I went there.
Are they open 24/7?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, they are.
The fucking line is on the fucking street.
Oh, right by 93. Yeah,
that's why.
Over there. Yeah.
24 hours. The guy's in the fucking booth.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
That's good to know because I have to leave Stone at midnight, like I told you.
Oh, there you go, right on the corner.
There it is.
Pull right in there for a nice chicken sandwich for the ride.
It was fucking big news when fucking fast food places started like fucking going like super late.
Yeah.
Like in Lynn, they were open till 4 a.m. If you went fucking there at like 2 a.m., something like that, the line was down the fucking street.
Novel.
And it was just like a fucking party. People were hanging outside of their cars. They put them in bars.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, it was fucking wild.
It was big news when, like, McDonald's introduced, like, cherry pie, apple pie.
They were good.
They got rid of breakfast.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, a big thing.
They started introducing all these things. It was, like, huge news because it was just hamburgers before, basically, and fries.
They opened a new place. I forget the name of it. You hear about it? Like, a gourmet McDonald's? They're opening. What's it called?
Cosmic's.
Cosmic, right?
Yeah, like, what do you call an Irish guy in space? Cosmic.
So what's with the Cosmic? The same thing, but better?
No, it's basically supposed to be a play on, like, it's supposed to be kind of like a Dunkin' Donuts, like, Starbucks type
like
of thing.
Like a hybrid.
Yeah, they're going to do, like, because they tried to do, like, McCafe.
Yeah.
But, so they're going to have, like, all-day breakfast items, maybe a fucking scone, I don't know, something like that.
That's crazy. What about Five Guys?
It's overrated. Yeah,
it's not bad. I mean, the thing about the fries, everyone's all it comes in a bag, but they're always soggy. I like a nice crisp fry.
Yeah, it's a soggy fry, yeah. And then fucking like if I get like a double cheeseburger is $15 at a fucking fast food joint.
Yeah,
like that's fucking some serious action.
Yeah, they think they're fucking gourmet.
They think they're fucking artisanal.
I know. Tell them to calm down.
Hey, you're selling fucking hamburgers, pal, okay?
Yeah. Calm down.
Think you're fucking cool working at Five Guys?
Be a man.
Experience!
Back in the days, the best flavor of shake was the coffee shake.
Right.
They still have that?
No.
You go places and they laugh at you.
Like, what are you talking about? Do you want a coffee or do you want a shake? Are you a fucking mental patient or what?
I used to get the Friendly's Fribbles, the coffee Fribbles sometimes.
Even Friendly's bit the fucking dust.
But McDonald's shakes used to come in three different sizes. Now they're like one size, basically, I think.
Yeah.
Right? But the big ones are like this big.
Yeah, they used to have the fucking
And it was
super
like a
size.
Real shake.
Yeah.
It was like...
It was fucking 24 ounces of fucking shake.
You fucking shit your brains off for 2 days.
Sometimes they gave you a long spoon and a straw.
Yeah.
Right?
Clean your
the straw-spoon hybrid with the little fucking scooper at the end of the straw built in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's actually another good conversation. When did they do the cutoff when they started fucking asking you if you wanted whipped cream on a shake?
Yeah, right.
When did that... like?
Yeah, that's when they put that... That's when they changed the shake and they put the little lid on top, right?
Yeah, that's when they started giving you the smallest shake and they gave you that little fucking the tip.
I usually, when I go there, I get the cream and just suck it right off.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Right in front of them?
I'm just like, fucking why? Like, fucking, it doesn't belong in a shake. It's not a shake thing.
No.
You don't fucking put fucking whipped cream on top of a fucking shake. You fucking drink it like a drink.
Exactly.
Like, it's not a Sunday now. Like, why do I have to have a special spoon?
Exactly.
Give me a fucking straw and let me chug it.
I used to go after we had softball, like, on a weekend down the street. I'd be going to the... I'd stop at the one in Salem sometimes. I'd get four regular hamburgers, a large fry, and a large shake. I'd be driving.
Nice.
Those were the fucking days, huh?
Yeah. It was gone. It was, like, a couple years ago. But it was gone by the time I got on 128.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nice and sodium filled up. Oh,
yeah, all that bread.
Blow up like a fucking peach ball.
The dollar hamburger.
Take a nice diuretic the next day and piss it all out. Get that lean face back.
You take diuretic?
Yeah, I do once in a while. What do you think? I got the fucking... Not every day. Take a little fucking diuretic. You piss out that fucking sodium.
That's
nice. You ever have every salt sodium day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sneak in a little fucking diuretic the next morning. Nobody knows. Jump in the fucking sauna.
I know a broad that she used to take. Did you call them water pills?
Yeah, water pills.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Took a bullshit pill. Lady, you're on a fucking diuretic. Who are you kidding?
I don't know why she do it because she had a night. She wasn't fat or anything, but she used to be pissing all night.
Yeah, when they say water pill, they're trying to minimize it. They're on a prescription drug.
I
take a water.
She used to steal her mother's water pills.
Yeah, the water pill.
What are you taking them for? What's your mother got them for?
Yeah, water pill. They told us to drink a lot of water, but then we have to take a pill to get rid of the water.
This is the best water pill right here. Just drink a lot of water. That flushes out, right?
Right. That's the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
Piss it right the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Be a man.
Experience!
fast food is, like I said, the first time I was exposed, I was very young. It was like McDonald's. That was the only game in town that was new. It was crazy. And, you know, over the years, McDonald's just went to more items. Then more places started popping up, like Burger King and Wendy's and all that. And, you know, I kind of like them all. I try to stay away, though, but I do like the stuff.
They're good to have around the fast food, especially with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Quick meal here. Shut the fuck up. Six piece, eight piece, how many McNuggets you want? Just eat them and be quiet. So I do go to fast food places. I try to refrain, although I've eaten my share of fast food. I do like it. That's a good thing to have around.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man
Experience.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.